Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to second. Two outs. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Montague reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Durst reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durst scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliver is thrown out after the base hit. Webb moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 0-for-1 in the game. Leesonby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Montague hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Averill reaches second base with a double. Montague scores. Porter moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Hudlin moves to third. Montague moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin scores. Montague moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Ed Morris now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Montague scores. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. George Smith now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Montague. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive towards right. Porter catches it and throws to first to double up Durst. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Falk scores. Sewell moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Tote reaches second base with a double. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 Indians. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. One out. Charlie Small pinch hits for George Smith. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Durst trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tote scores. Small moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.